有一个弟兄啊，受洗归入主内。
We thank God that we have a newly baptized brother.
啊，就像啊，父母亲啊，生了一个孩子啊，我们都很高兴。
Just like new parents, we're all very happy today. 啊，
一个人可以悔改来信从耶稣，天上是多么的快乐。
When one person can repent and return to God, there'll be much joy in heaven.
啊，真的，我们主耶稣爱我们很大。
Yes, indeed, our Lord Jesus loves us so dearly.
啊，他流出他宝血，洗去我们的罪，在洗礼的时候。
During the baptism, he shed his precious blood to wash away our sins.
不止这样子，他还记得洗脚里要给我们他的产业、他的名分、他拥有的一切。
In addition, through the foot washing, he has pardoned us and to share with us his inheritance.
不止这样子，他办的圣餐礼要我们跟他的生命有份。
Just as well, he instituted the Holy Communion so that we could have life in him.
在真耶教会有三个典礼。
In the True Jesus Church, there are three sacraments.
这个三个典礼都有四个条件。
And there are four criteria to the sacraments.
第一个就是主耶稣吩咐门徒去做。
First, the Lord Jesus commanded his disciples to do so.
这跟得救有直接关系。
Secondly, it is directly related to our salvation.
第三，这主耶稣自己亲身示范着。
Thirdly, our Lord Jesus himself have demonstrated.
第四，这个都是借着物质界来有属灵的奥秘和果效。
Fourthly, through the material action, their spiritual efficacy.
罪是看不见，可是借着圣经上所说的话，借着洗礼把罪洗掉。
We cannot see our sins, but according to the teaching of the Bible, through baptism, our sins are washed away.
那么借着洗脚里，我们跟主耶稣的福分赏赐有份。
Through our foot washing, we could have part in our Lord Jesus' blessings.
最后，我们要办圣餐礼，圣餐礼有三个目的。
Lastly, we have Holy Communion, and there are three purposes.
我们来看第一个目的，在约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at the first purpose recorded in John chapter 6.
53节。
John chapter 6, verse 53.
约翰福音第六章53节。
John chapter 6, verse 53.
这里是主耶稣对众人所宣告的话。
This is Jesus' proclamation to all men.
53节，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面了。54节。
Verse 54.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。55节。
55.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。56节。
56.
吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。我们跳到63节。
Let's skip over to verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。当主耶稣宣告说人要吃他的肉喝他的血的时候，
When Jesus proclaimed that man must eat his flesh and drink his blood,
很多人没办法接受就离开了耶稣了。
Many people could not accept this teaching and they left him.
那主耶稣其实跟他们讲，他的话就是灵，就是生命。
But Jesus said, explained and said that his word, they are spirit and they are life.
这个肉体是无益的。
Flesh profits nothing.
意思说，主耶稣不是叫人要吃他的肉体的肉和血。
In other words, Jesus is saying that he is not expecting people to eat his physical flesh and drink his physical blood.
主耶稣说，主耶稣在这个逾越节这晚上拿起这无酵饼。
But rather, on the night of the Passover, he took the bread.
他说，这是我的身体。
He said to them, this is my body.
主耶稣没有说，这象征我的身体。
Jesus did not say, this symbolizes my body.
他说，这是我的身体。
But rather, this is my body.
借着他的话，那就是生命，那就是灵。在灵里面，这个无酵饼就是他的身体。
His word is spirit and it is life. So when he said, this is my body, in the spirit, that bread is his body.
在基督教里面，像天主教，他们有误会。
In the Christendom, especially in the Catholic Church, there's some confusion.
Some misunderstanding. 这个天主教说，当完祝谢完以后呢，这个饼呢，是物质的主耶稣的肉。
The Catholics believe that after consecration, the bread will physically turn into Jesus' body.
所以他们把这个饼呢做成像 wafer， 这个很薄的很薄的饼。
So they make the bread into very thin wafer.
让人放在嘴巴舌头上就融化掉了。
So when you place a wafer in your mouth, it will melt automatically.
那只有这个像这个神父啊，可以喝这个葡萄酒。
And only the ordained fathers could drink the grape wine.
那么他们说这个做完谢以后，这个是主耶稣宝血，可是他们喝的都醉醺醺的。
Even though that they say this physically turns into the blood of Jesus, yet they become drunk drinking it.
那在1517年这个马丁路德改革的时候。
In 1517, when Martin Luther reformed the church,
马丁路德是相信天主教的。
Even though he's a Catholic himself,
他相信天主教说法。
He believes the same thing as the Catholics.
那么改教的时候，有其他的教派就说啊，这个不是啊，真的主耶稣身体了，这象征主耶稣的身体。
The reformers believe that this bread only symbolizes Jesus' body.
那如果是这象征主耶稣身体，那要吃不吃都其实都没有关系。
Well, if it's only a symbolism, then one doesn't really have to eat it.
任何东西都可以象征。
Because anything could be a symbol.
可是在53节，主耶稣明明白白的说。
But here in verse 53, Jesus clearly said,
说若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you.
说明我们相信，我们吃了这无效饼。还有喝着葡萄汁，里面有主耶稣生命，主耶稣身体，主耶稣宝血在里面，我们将会得到生命。
We firmly believe that by partaking the unleavened bread and the grape juice, we will be partaking his blood and his body, and we have life in the future.
从这里我们可以看到说，主耶稣真的毫无保留地爱着我们。
From this teaching, we also learn that Jesus loves us unconditionally.
为了要人得到生命。
In order to give life to man,
唯一的方法就是把他身体给人吃。
There is no other way but to give up his own life, his own body.
如果我们是那个人的话，我们愿意吗？
If you are the recipient, are you,
我们愿意吗？
If you are him, are you willing to give up your body?
我们说我可以把我财产给他，可是要吃我的肉，对不起啊。
You may be willing to give your position, but not necessarily sacrifice your physical body.
可是如果要救，主耶稣为了救我们，他愿意。
But in order to save us, our Lord Jesus was willing.
我们要去珍惜主耶稣，这是很完全的、很彻底的、毫无保留的爱着我们。
We need to cherish His unconditional love.
这让我想起一个故事。
This reminds me of a story.
一个比喻啦。
A parable, rather.
有一棵树在一个人家的后院。
There's a tree in a person's backyard.
那这个这个树啊，常常邀请这个小孩子过来玩。
And this tree often invite a little boy to come and play with him.
这小孩子爬来爬去，而且在树底下乘凉睡觉。
This child would play around the tree and sometimes fall asleep under its shade.
在那边荡秋千。
He would hang a swing on the branch and swing.
这棵树觉得很幸福，很满足。
This tree was very happy.
可是后来，这个孩子渐渐长大。
As this child grew,
他越来越少时间花在树下了。
He spent less and less time with this tree.
有一次他回来。
One time he came near the tree.
他很忧愁。
He was sad.
他树问他说：“你为什么忧愁呢？”
The tree asked him, "Why are you so sad?"
他说：“这个要赚钱了。”
He said to the tree, I need to go make some money.
那这个树说好了，那你就把我的果子啊摘下来拿去卖吧。
The tree said, well, let me give you all my fruit and you could sell it for money.
这个小孩子很快乐啊，这个年轻人很快乐就把一把这果子拿去卖。
This young man was very happy. He took all the fruits and he sold them.
可是他没有马上就回来了。
But he didn't come back immediately.
过了好多的冬天还有春天。
Some years later, through many seasons,
终于他回来了。
He came back again.
他已经是个中年人了。
He was already a middle-aged man.
他也是忧愁愁眉苦脸的过来。
Once again, he came back rather sad.
那树问他说：“怎么了？你为什么这么难过？”
Ask him again, why are you so sad?
他说他做生意很失败。
He said that he has lost his business.
那欠很多钱。
He was in great debt.
那树就帮他想办法，树就说这样子好不好，你把我砍下来。
The tree says, well, let me try to help you. Why don't you cut me down?
那去用这木头呢去盖一个船，还你的债吧。
You could cut down my branches and build a boat out of it and sail the boat.
所以这个人就把这个树砍到底啊，只剩下个 stump, 就是树根啊。
So this man cut the tree down until its stump.
那拿去卖以后他也没有回来。
When he left, he still did not come back quickly.
等了过了很多的夏天和冬天，终于有一天他回来了。
Many years later, he came back again.
他回来的时候是个老人家了。
By this time, he was an old man.
树看到他的时候很高兴。
The tree was very happy to see him again.
说来来来，坐在我的树根上。
He said, come and sit on me, on my stump.
我们来聊天吧。
Let's chat and talk.
这故事其实在形容这个树是象征的神啊。
This tree could be like God.
那么这个年轻人代表我们。
And this young man is like all of us.
树为了要解决这个年轻人的问题啊，他想起一切的方法来帮助他。
In order to help this young man, this tree tried to give everything he has.
那这个年轻人啊，当然像我们大家一样啊，年轻的时候都是为了赚钱吧。
And like most of us, when we're young, we work hard to make money.
那真的有时候到年老了，真的做了很多错事啊，再回来想，再靠神。
Indeed, only until we're in old age will we return back to God.
神还是爱着我们。
But God still loves us anyway.
神把他身体给我们。
He gives his own body to us.
所以这个第一个教训就是主耶稣毫无保留的、完全的把他身体和他的血给我们。
So the first teaching of the Holy Communion is that our Lord Jesus gave up his entirety to us.
叫我们有生命。
So that we may have life.
我们唯一能报答神的就是来相信。
The only thing we could do to repay him is to come and simply believe.
第二，我们请看哥林多前书十一章。
The second teaching is recorded in the First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章
，First Corinthians chapter 11,
23节
，verse 23。
哥林多前书十一章二十三节
，First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23。
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，二十四节
，24。
祝谢了，就拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行。”为的是纪念我，二十五节。
25。
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”在这里提到说，我们办圣餐礼就是来纪念主耶稣基督。
These verses teach us that when we have Holy Communion, we conduct it in order to remember our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣为什么要求我们要纪念他
？Why does our Lord Jesus require us to remember him？
他们主耶稣是像那种中东的总统，像伊拉克的总统萨达胡塞啊，到处建那个 monument， 建那个什么形象啊，还有一些这个招牌啊，大家都一直看到他。
Unlike the leaders of some country who make monuments of themselves, Jesus did not want people to remember him that way.
那我记得这个利比亚也是好像很多的那种这个咖啡底的那个。书啊，形象啊，照片啊。
I remember in Libya, the president also published many books about himself.
主耶稣为什么要我们纪念他
？Why does our Lord Jesus want us to remember him？
就跟大家讲个真实见证。
Let me tell you a true story, a testimony.
我们知道不久以前在四川有个大地震，中国有个大地震。
Not too long ago, there is a great earthquake in Sichuan, China.
那么。地震来的时候，有个母亲刚好抱着婴孩。
When the great earthquake hit, a mother was holding her child.
那地震很厉害啊，这个人员很少来，就说活着的很少了，来帮忙其他的人救活。
There wasn't many survivors who could go and rescue the others.
所以这母亲呢，就在这个石灰下，这个钢筋水泥石头下，用她的背啊，挡着这个。 这些灰这些东西这个 压力啊，那下面呢，他的胸部下面呢就是抱着婴孩。
This mother protected and shielded her child using her own body.
过了三天后，有人经过他那地方就喊说，哎，有没有人还活着啊？
Three days later, the rescue team cried out and said, are there any survivors?
有人看到说有身体在下面，碰碰他，他是死的。这个女人已经死了，妈妈已经死了。
When they saw this mother's body, they nudged her and she did not respond. She was already dead.
所以人家就走了。
So they left.
他走了几步以后，听到哎，怎么有声音呢？
A few steps later, they heard some noise.
那后来这个人就叫其他人来一起搬，把这石头啊、钢筋水泥搬掉。
So they excavated her out of the rubbles.
发觉到她已经死了，其实她这个婴孩还活着。
They found that the mother was already dead, but the child was still alive.
为什么这婴孩还活着呢？是因为这个母亲没有马上死，所以她一直喂奶。就是给这孩子吃。
This child was able to survive because her mother his or her mother did not die immediately, but rather still continued to feed the child with her milk.
可是因为没人来到最后她也饿死了，也累死了。
In the end, the mother died of hunger and exhaustion.
那有个医生就把她这个孩子抱过来。
So a doctor took the baby.
刚好看到这婴孩这个棉被包起来的时候，中间有插一个手机。
And they noticed a cellular phone tucked inside the blanket that wrapped the baby.
那所以这个医生就好奇顺手就拿起这个手机来看一下。
So the doctor was curious to see what may be on the cellular phone.
他刚好很奇妙，他就看到这个手机怎么有个信息呀？
And they saw a message actually on this cell phone.
这是他母亲在临终之前死的时候。
This is a message that the mother left, that the mother left behind before she died.
上面说，我亲爱的宝贝。
The message said, "My dear baby."
如果你在这大难的时候没有死
，If you somehow survive this great disaster,
你要纪念你的母亲啊，爱了你。
Remember, your mother loves you.
这让我想起主耶稣也是因为这样子教导我们来爱他，来纪念他了。
This reminds me of why our Lord Jesus wants us to remember him as well.
这个母亲要知道，让这个孩子知道说他为什么没有妈妈。
This mother wants the child to know why he was motherless.
不是因为妈妈不爱他。
Not because the mother did not love him.
而是妈妈给他一切。
But rather the mother has gave him all of her.
同样的，我们主耶稣爱我们，也给我们一切。
Similarly, our Lord Jesus loves us and gives Himself to us.
我们要纪念他，他这样子爱我们一切。
We must remember how much He loves us.
那第三个目的
，The third purpose.
我们来看哥林多前书十一章的二十六节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
主耶稣毫无保留的把他的身体、把他的宝血给我们。
Our Lord Jesus completely gave up his body and blood to us.
他用爱呼叫我们，叫我们来纪念他的爱，他的牺牲。
He calls us with his love so that we may respond to his love.
如果我们没有感受他，如果我没有感受他的爱的话
，If we feel his love, in any way,
主耶稣很希望我们可以表明主的死。
Our Lord Jesus wished for us to proclaim his death.
什么意思就表明主的死
？What does it mean to proclaim our Lord's death?
我们知道主耶稣是为人类的罪而死。
We know our Lord Jesus died, for human, for the humankind.
他不是为自己而活。
He did not live for himself.
他勇敢地走向十字架的路上。
He walked to the cross courageously.
不管有多少人离弃他、否定他、辱骂他。
No matter how many people denied him, rejected him.
他是决心地要为我们死。
He was resolved to die for us.
而且在十字架上，他是为他的敌人而死。
And in fact, on the cross, he died for his enemies.
敌人就是那些常常做错事情、犯罪得罪他的人。
His enemies are those who offended him, who sinned against him.
主耶稣希望我们可以爱我们仇敌。
Our Lord Jesus also wants us to love our enemies.
主耶稣也希望说我们有那种精神来跟他走到这个十字架上。
He also wished us to follow him courageously to our cross.
不是为我们自己而活，而是为主耶稣而活。
Not only to live for ourselves, but to live for him.
如果我们有这样做的话，
If we could do so,
我们会常常活着很幸福。
Then we will live a rather joyful life.
很满足。
A satisfying life.
是住在爱里面。
We will live in love.
纪念主耶稣不是只是在这个联恩会的最后一堂，圣餐也在纪念他。
We do not only remember our Lord in the last session of our spiritual convocation.
我们要常常提醒自己，主耶稣是如何的爱，深深的、安安静静的爱着我们。
But rather, we should always try to remember how deeply and quietly our Lord Jesus loves us.
那我们也为主耶稣而活。
Let us make a determination to live for our Lord Jesus.
那我们在我们生活当中，真的我们会体验到，我们真的很幸福。
I believe we will feel happy and joyful.
就是因为我们生活当中真的是行神的旨意，用我们一切来爱主。
If we do according to His will during our everyday life, then we will love Him with all.
我们可以体验到主耶稣怎么用一切来爱我们。
Then we could experience how much He has loved us as well with His all.
当我们在用圣餐礼的时候，
when we partake the Holy Communion,
很重要的，我们要按理来吃主的身体和主的宝血。
We need to remember to eat and drink in a worthy manner.
我们来看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
所以无论人不按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。二十八节。
28。
人应当自己审查，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。二十九节。
29。
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。三十节。
Verse 30。
因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的、患病的、死的也不少。原文作碎了。三十一节。
31.
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。三十二节。
32.
我们受审的时候，乃是被主处罚，免得我们和世人一同定罪。在这里告诉我们要如何的来使用圣餐礼。
This passage teaches us about the manner in which we have to partake the Holy Communion.
当我们用圣餐礼的时候，我们要相信这是主耶稣的身体和主耶稣宝血。
When we partake the Holy Communion, we must believe that we are partaking His body and His blood.
当我们拿到这个圣餐饼和这个杯子的时候，我们不要这玩来玩去啊，好当成这个是普通的东西。
This is not an ordinary matter that we hold in our hand.
那我们就赶快咬和吞下去。
We should partake and swallow it.
那么我们在用的时候，我们要审查自己有没有犯什么罪。
We also need to examine ourselves before we partake.
我们求主原谅我们的罪。
We should ask our Lord to forgive us our trespasses.
如果有犯很严重的罪，心灵不平安的话，那请不要使用。
If we have a guilty feeling in our heart, then we should refrain from partaking.
那这个圣餐礼呢，是要受过洗的，要接受正确受洗的人才能使用。
The Holy Communion should only be partaken by those who have been baptized.
就像逾越节的羔羊，这些要用逾越节羔羊，要先受过割礼才能使用。
Just like the, only those who has been circumcised can partake the Passover feast.
如果没有的话，这不叫按礼吃了，因为这个是这是只能在主内吃的。
Otherwise, we will be eating and drinking in an unworthy manner.
好，那这个用圣餐礼不是平常的事情。
Holy Communion is not an ordinary event.
有一些人呢，不知道，像这更多教会的信徒不太知道。
Some of the members in the Corinthians church did not understand this teaching.
所以有些人吃的呢，对他们没有帮助，没有什么好处，甚至有软弱的、患病的，还有死的嘞。
There were some who partook the Holy Communion with no benefits, and some even became weak, sick, or even died.
说这是圣礼，这不是个形式。
This is a holy sacrament. This is not ordinary event.
如果是形式的话，这种象征性，神也不需要这么发那么大的生气甚至把一些人给处罚死了。
Is this was nothing more than a symbolism, then God doesn't need to be so angry at these people.
有时候有些信徒可能这个赶来参加圣餐礼没有准备心。
Some people who come forward to the Holy Communion without preparing their hearts.
有个故事说这个夫妻在吵架。
There's a story that says a husband and wife were fighting.
来到教会刚好是圣餐礼。
And it was when they came to church, it was the Holy Communion that day.
那气在心头也没有怎么想拿到圣餐礼就吃了。
They were still very upset, so they didn't think about it, and they partook the Holy Communion.
后来两个人都被神惩罚。
And both the husband and wife were punished by God.
有些是这个肚子痛得要命。
In some cases, people suffer stomach ache.
有些人是出了车祸。
Others actually got into an accident.
所以我们要审查自己。
So we must examine ourselves.
我们要为主而活。
We need to live for our Lord.
好。这是一块这个无效饼。
This is an unleavened bread.
所以让我们一同来跪下，来祝谢这个无效饼成为主耶稣的身体。
Let's kneel down and give thanks.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祝谢，这是无效饼。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
赐爱天父，伟大的真神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our merciful heavenly Father, our great God in heaven, we praise and thank you.
你是这么爱我们。
You love us so dearly.
你把你拥有所有一切，包括你的身体和你的宝血，也给我们，给了我们。
Give us everything, including your own body and blood.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们到底给你什么东西？
Dear Lord Jesus, what have we done to deserve this?
我们所拥有的一切都是你给我们的。
Everything we own and possess actually are given by you.
很可怜的，我们还觉得自己还得的不够。
Sadly, often we feel that we still don't have enough.
我们还需要更多。
And we want more.
我们也不想把自己交托给你，为你而活。
We're unwilling to give ourselves entirely to you and to live for you.
主耶稣，请你原谅我们的罪。
Lord Jesus, we ask you to forgive us.
在我们生活上，我们常常都是为我们自己而活着。
We often live for ourselves.
而且犯很多罪，要你承担。
And we committed many sins so that you have to bear this burden.
主耶稣，我们真的很不配。
Lord Jesus, we are truly unworthy.
我们知道。借今天的道理，你多多爱着我们。
Through your teaching, Lord, we understand how much you love us.
求你原谅我们的罪。
Please forgive us our sins.
加添我们力量。
Please strengthen us.
让我们真的可以为你而活。
So we could live our life for you.
也祈求你按照你宝贵的应许。
And we ask you to fulfill your promise.
使这个无效饼成为你的身体。
And to transform this bread into your body.
让我们吃的有你的生命在我们里面。
So after partaking, we may have your life in us.
让我们在你里面，你也在我们里面。
So that we may be in you and you in us.
我们可以体验你到你的爱，你也可以体验到我们的爱。
So we could experience your love and you our love.
我们愿一切荣耀都归你的名。
May all the glory and praises be unto your name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Amen.
我们弟兄姐妹，请唱赞美诗435首。我们请。陈传道来帮忙拨饼。
Please sing hymn number 435.
那当我们拿到饼的时候呢，我们就默祷审查 就可以使用了。
Once we receive the bread, we should pray, examine ourselves, and go and partake.
等一下我们请Mike 弟兄还有 Jason 弟兄来分发这个饼。
We ask Brother Mike Stacy and Brother Jason to come and help distribute the bread. Let's continue singing hymn number 332.
This is 一壶葡萄汁。
This is a jar of grape juice.
让我们来祝谢，成为主耶稣的宝血。
Let's now give thanks so that it can make.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
啊，奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
啊，慈爱天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Merciful Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们刚刚使用你的身体。
We have just partaken your body.
让我们在里面用你的生命。
So that we may have life in you.
主耶稣，你是这么爱我们。
Lord Jesus, you love us so dearly.
你也希望借着我们全心的爱你，可以得到你。
We hope that we may love you completely in return.
与你永远在一起。
So we may be with you forever.
主耶稣，我们祈求你，赐给我们力量。
Lord Jesus, we ask you to strengthen us.
让我们在生活当中可以发出你的真理的光。
So we may shine the light of your word.
我们祈求你打开我们的心眼。
We ask you to open our eyes.
让我们可以了解你的话语，还有你的奥秘。
So we can understand your word and your mystery.
所以我们可以行出你的旨意来。
And we can do your will.
主啊，求你祝福每一位来的弟兄姐妹还有朋友们。
Lord, we ask you to bless our brothers and sisters and our friends.
让他们在生活上有平安有喜乐。
So that they may find peace and joy in their life.
我们愿意一切，我们要按照你的应许，求你使这葡萄汁成为你的宝血。
And according to your promise, we ask you to turn this grape juice into your blood.
我们愿意一切荣耀都归你的名。
May all the glory and praises be unto your name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Amen.
我们请等一下请。Sister, 这个 Susanne 姐妹，还有 Jennifer 姐妹来分发这个葡萄杯。
Sunny and Jennifer to help distribute the cups.
那么我们弟兄姐妹唱赞美诗，449首。
Let us sing hymn number 449.
我们请陈川上来帮忙。 唱赞美诗297首。
Let's all stand up and sing hymn number 297. Please be seated.
我们结束我们的圣餐礼。
We will now conclude our Holy Communion.
可是在祷告之前呢，我们要读《使徒行传》十五章。
But before we offer our final prayer, we'd like to read Acts chapter 15.
给新受洗的人，还有给弟兄姐妹提醒。
This is especially for our newly baptized brother, as well as a reminder for all of our members.
我们请看《使徒行传》十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
到二十九节。
Here is a result of a meeting amongst the apostles on whether or not people should continue to observe the Jewish rituals.
这不是指的十诫。
These are not talking about the Ten Commandments.
是指一些他们的风俗。
But rather their culture.
那么他们决定, 按圣灵的带领, 决定说有四件事情, 我们要去做。
And by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they came up with these four concluding points.
第一个就是禁戒祭偶像的物。
First is to abstain from anything offered to idols.
保罗说，圣经上说了, 我们不能吃神的宴席, 就是这个圣餐礼, 又吃魔鬼的宴席。
The Bible says that we cannot be partaker of the feast of the of God and the feast of the devil.
这拜偶像、祭偶像的东西啊, 是属魔鬼的, 跟他吃那些东西跟魔鬼一同。
Things offered to idol are things that belong to the devil.
所以我们接受洗礼, 吃圣餐礼啊, 如果说家人是拜拜啊, 我们问他有没有拜过, 如果拜过的话, 我们就不要吃那个东西。
Once we have been baptized and taken the Holy Communion, we must be careful not to eat food offered to idols.
Okay. 第二,
Number two,
我们不要吃血。
We must abstain from blood.
这个血是这个动物的生命。
The blood is the life of animal.
在挪亚时代啊, 神给, 动物的肉给我们吃, 可是神特别说血不能吃。
At the time of Noah, God gave the flesh of animal for us as food to eat, but not their blood.
所以我们不要特别去吃血。
So we must be careful not to eat blood.
比如说这个火锅啊, 有这个鸭血汤啊。
For example, in hot pot, or some Chinese cuisine.
还是有些猪血。 这是有血的, 还是一种英国食物啊, 那种, 有那个肠子, 有血的, 我不要, 也不要吃啊。
Be careful not to eat blood sausage.
Okay. 那么,less的牲畜呢, 他们的血在里面啊。
Also, things strangled also, contains blood in their body.
所以我们也不吃。
So we should abstain.
最后呢, 就是这个, 犯, 这个奸淫的事情。
Last but not least, we should abstain from sexual immorality.
这个是我们很多人的一种挑战啊，在这社会里面。
In this society, this is actually quite a challenge.
就是还没有结婚的时候要保持圣洁。
Before we're married, we must remain holy.
我们不要跟发生关系的人这个结婚。
And we must not marry anyone who has already had sexual relationship.
那加上, 这如果我们有配偶, 不能跟第三者有发生关系。
Once we're married, we must not have a relationship with anybody else outside of our marriage.
如果说我们跟人家发生关系啊, 而且那个人又是, 有发生关系的, 那其实我们是犯奸淫啊。
If we have a relationship with someone who's already committed sexual immorality, then we also have committed the same sin.
苟合就是没有两个人都是同男同女发生关系。
Fornication is sexual sin committed before marriage.
那圣经上说苟合这个罪啊, 神会审判。
The Bible says God will surely punish those who commit fornication.
所以我们要常常来聚会啊。
We should be reminded to come to church service often.
求圣灵充满。
And ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这会帮助我们, 来 胜过试探,
that will help us overcome temptations.
夫妻之间呢, 我们彼此相爱,
between our spouses, we must love one another,
不要给魔鬼留地步,
so that we will not leave room for the devil.
有时候给魔鬼留地步呢, 比较容易发生问题。
If devil has room in our heart, then there will be more challenges.
凡事都有神的时候。
God has His good time.
年轻人还没有结婚的人呢、啊，我们要等候神的时候。
For young people who have not yet married, we need to wait for God's time.
神的时候到了，那时候再结婚呢、啊，我们会觉得很快乐。
We will truly enjoy a beautiful marriage if we are patient and wait for God's time.
所以我们求主保守。
May God protect us.
现在我们最后要做祷告。
Now we would like to offer our concluding prayer.
我们彼此代祷。
Let us intercede for one another.
我们也常常的彼此相爱。
Let us love one another.
如果看到弟兄姐妹哪里做的可能不太好的话，也用爱心跟他讲，也帮他代祷。
We could encourage one another with love and pray for them.
我们记得为主活。
Let's also remember to make a determination to live for our Lord.
所以我请弟兄姐妹啊，还是要这个新受洗的，请跪在前面。
We'd like to ask the newly baptized brother to come forward to pray.
传道会帮忙特别帮你代祷。
And our church ministers will pray for you.
那如果要希望接受传道按手帮忙代祷，也可以到前面。
We also welcome any brothers and sisters who wish to receive the laying of hand to come forward.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.